Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we talked about the Boulder shooting, and I offered my analysis about what I thought it was and really why it happened, and such a tragedy. You hate to even think in terms of reasons. You know, this is not about reasons. It's just a horrible thing. And in this episode, I would like to talk just about the human condition in general. Because I feel like while I just said that it's just a horrible thing, senseless act, the shooter can be dehumanized in that way, because in that case, he's not a human being, right? He's just like this monster. And I think that, so that's obviously a tragic thing in itself, isn't it? But the point of the matter in talking about in this episode that I want to talk about just the human condition in general is that we share some aspects with everyone we come across. We have parts of ourselves that are like the shooter. Parts of us that we wouldn't ever want to look at, really. But these things happen maybe for a reason. If you could even think in that crazy way that there would be a reason. Maybe it's to look at the parts of ourselves that are like this young man. Or not. You're welcome to do, you're welcome to take this episode however you'd like. But I do want to talk in general about just the human condition. And by that I mean, what are the things that are bothering a person? And I think I'd probably want to begin with trauma. And trauma from the past is really dealt with in an infinite number of ways. There can be an infinite amount of traumas that one could experience, and each trauma could be dealt with in an infinite number of ways. And this is partly to do with the person's genetics and their environment, you know, the normal story about what makes a person a person. So, you know, your trauma, something bad that happened to you, would be probably handled differently from person to person. And then the bad things that happen to all of us are all very different. So that's sort of where I'd like to begin. I'd like to begin with trauma and to see how it is that it shapes our life. And in the same way, kind of, it's almost as if we would say that there's a reason for trauma in a way. And why would there be a reason for the trauma that we experienced? Why would we have to go through that, right? So I think that that's where we're going to begin. And, you know, this is a difficult topic. You don't have to go deep with me if you wouldn't like. Most of the time, our traumas are unconscious. So we don't even know what actually happened to us. Or we don't think of it as a trauma, because we have thought about it in a way that we thought it was actually good, that it was a good thing that happened. We haven't had therapy, so we don't recognize it as something bad. So obviously, For someone who hasn't had therapy, this might be a very difficult episode to understand. But hopefully you can understand it, even if you haven't accessed your earlier traumas from childhood, say, you can still understand that this is what we really mean when we talk about the human condition. We really want to talk about what happened and how did you respond to what happened to you. And you can think of a time that was negative, and you can think of how you responded. And it's probably going to be related to a feeling that you had. So something happened that was bad. You had a feeling associated with that. And how did you react to the feeling that you had? And how has that reaction affected your life? So this is what I mean by the human condition. This is the terrain, the rocky terrain of the human being in civilized culture. I mean, you think about the human being biologically. You have to think about the human being in a civilized culture, where it's not just biology, it has to be psychology as well. So that's what we're looking at in this episode. And I would like people to understand that I think the trauma is best if it can be understood. And, Freud was really good with the mind. As that's an understatement, right? And so Freud said, not everything that's true in our life is conscious. That some things, some important things in our life are not conscious to us. And that we can't really access them without overcoming a resistance to making what's unconscious, conscious. Now, it's not something I recommend doing if you're listening to this podcast, because I'm not a psychoanalyst. I don't recommend making what is unconscious conscious. I'm just saying what Freud said. That's what how he went about it. And the reason why it was good for him to do in clinical practice in the early beginnings of psychoanalysis, which really became our modern psychology, is because there were certain energies that didn't really find the right release, that were a response to the feelings we had from the trauma that we experienced. So let me say that again. We have a trauma from childhood. It could be unconscious. We had feelings towards the trauma, which also could be unconscious, really unconscious at that point. This is what Freud would say. And then the energy that should have been released was not been released. So we're storing from our traumas, call it like a scar. And unless we release this scar tissue, we can't actually fully heal from the trauma, and the scar tissue is getting in the way in our life. It's kind of making us look bad, say. And that's why unconscious work is good. And the reason why I wouldn't want people to make the unconscious conscious is because I'm not a psychoanalyst and this isn't therapy. You would want to do it with a therapist. You'd have to know what you were doing to do it. It's not something you just do. And so what I ask people to do is I ask people to meditate. Now, you're welcome to meditate on this idea when we wrap up. And that's what I will encourage you to do. But don't try to force anything. Don't try to think of anything. Because I'm not there to check you. And I'm not even a psychoanalyst anyway. So, so it's not something you would want to do, but you could just meditate. And that might be helpful to you to see whether or not the meditation itself is helpful to you. And I think that that can be helpful to you. And then it's not psychoanalysis, it's just meditation. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do and have you do when we wrap up, is just to meditate with this idea that, there are things that are unconscious to us, and they do relate to not really the best scenarios that we could imagine from our early life. And most people would say, okay, it's going to be with parents, older siblings, people with a certain amount of closeness and authority on us that we're going to want to look at. And again, there's going to be an unfortunate circumstance. There's going to be a feeling associated with that unfortunate circumstance. And there's going to be a lack of release as a result of the feeling that is causing you trouble. It's making you look bad, say. And without really uncovering anything too deeply, I think it's just possible for you to meditate. I mean, if last episode we're meditating with sort of the idea of who this character from the Boulder shooting might be, in a sense, what he was struggling with, it may not be interesting for anyone who doesn't live in Boulder. I understand that. So I wanted to open it up a little bit and go beyond just something very specific, sort of have it be universal. What has harmed us in our early life? How did it feel? And how did we react as a result of that feeling? And have we released what should be released, as a part of the healing? Do we have scar tissue, or have we even released that and become completely healed from the trauma? And then you might say, oh my God, you're right. Traumas can be not good, but they can be interesting. They can be, you can't avoid them. If you had something that happened to you that wasn't good, you can't undo it, but you could say, oh my gosh, this was important for me. This changed me in a way that, not that I needed to be changed, but, I understand it as just a part of the fabric of my life. Very much like the Boulder shooting, you can't undo it, but you just understand it and just part of what happened that day, the horrible, horrible thing that happened that day, and try to make sense of it and try to move on from it, and heal. And that requires, again, getting rid of whatever you felt, however you reacted to your own feeling concerning it, and releasing that. So I just wanted to do a larger sort of scale podcast, because I recognize that people who don't live in Boulder aren't going to be affected by the Boulder shooting like I was, and probably will just say, well, I don't really need to think about it because I wasn't thinking about it anyway, which is totally understandable. But these things do happen, these shootings do happen. I thought that I would talk about it since I live just a few miles away from where it happened. But this episode is more general, and hopefully you can understand it, and I hope now you can meditate for 15 minutes on what we've talked about. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in, and we will talk again next time. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.